I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Here's a swing and a high fly ball. Deep left field, toward the corner, way back, going, and gone, goodbye. Bang, zoom goes Trey Turner. And he and the Nationals do add on to the lead as he lands one in section 106 down the left field line. For Trey Turner, the home run is his ninth of the season. And the Nationals able to add on to the lead here with one out in the bottom of the eighth inning. It's now the Nationals 3 and the Phillies nothing.
Charlie Slows on the call of a recent Nats win. They've had eight of them this season. 55 losses, 33 over 500 for the fourth time in 6 years. Charlie Slows will be calling playoff baseball right here on 106.7 The Fan, and he joins us right now, presented by the five-star cooling experts at Crop Metcalf, a proud partner of the Washington Nationals. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit cropmetcalf.com to schedule your appointment today. Charlie, what'd you make of the scene at Nats Park as you guys, broadcasters, and then fans hung out for well over an hour after the end of the Nats won to wait and see if they were division champions, and then ultimately fans got to celebrate with the team?
It's certainly unique and probably something we'll never forget, seeing it that way. And now the Nationals pretty much clinched division titles four times, as you said, in 6 years and four different ways. If you go back to 2012, they found out that they clinched in the eighth inning of a game they were playing and eventually lost to the Phillies when the Braves lost their game in Pittsburgh. 2014, the traditional get the last out on the field, win the game in Atlanta to clinch the division title. And, of course, last year they were in the clubhouse watching another game for 9 minutes that needed to end in their favor to clinch the division title. But I think yesterday is probably the most unique with all the fans, or Tuesday it is now. I've lost a day. Sunday, 2 days ago, that they were all sitting around and watching the game on the big screen at Nationals Park, even doing the tomahawk chop with the Braves fans, which was kind of wild to see. And then seeing the Marlins up by three, and the Braves rallied a tie and force extra innings and went on a walk-off home run in the 11th inning. And place went crazy as if it happened right there at Nationals Park.
Charlie, you remember what this was like before now, before four division titles in 6 years, where we could consider 83 wins a disappointment. You remember what it was like before this, as I do. I just wanted the team to come to D.C. so that I could go to some home games, so to have a team of my own. The fact that they're this good, this consistently good, is miraculous to me. Can you reflect on that, just kind of the growth and the change that you've seen here since 2005?
Well, obviously, since 2012, the Nationals won more games in regular season play than any other team in the major leagues. And, you know, that's a mark of consistency. I think when they won in 2012, when the division title went to the postseason, it was so exciting because you took a team that finished a game under 500 the year before and didn't get a chance to get to 500 because they lost a game to a rainout and only played 161. And 2012 was really what they thought a year ahead of schedule to be that competitive. And they really haven't fallen off much since. And yeah, I think, you know, fans become spoiled to see a team that that is this good. But I think the fans that stayed around on Sunday, the diehards, the season plan holders, the people who go to the most games, and the people who are waiting for you if you clinch on the road and come back at 2 a.m. or whatever time it is, that be there at the gate to cheer the team as they arrive. I mean, those are the fans that haven't taken any of it for granted. And of course, with everybody, want to see them take it to one more level past the division championship. I think the celebration in the clubhouse was great on Sunday, but for a lot of the guys that it was the fourth time, you know, they're celebrating for the guys who are doing it the first time, or veteran players who had never been on a division winner like Adam Lind and Brandon Kinstler, so they could see what it feels like and now hopefully go to the next level.
Charlie Slows, Grant and Danny here on The Fan. What are the Nats' flaws right now? They made so many improvements in their bullpen, to their bench. Where are they susceptible? Where do you worry about them a little bit?
Well, obviously, you want to be 100% healthy. And whether they're 100% healthy come October 6th determines how you make up your roster for the postseason. One, you want to know that Bryce is ready to go and ready to play. If not, that certainly is not how you want to be. But even if he is ready to play, there are other injuries. Stephen Drew, who'd like to have his bat in the postseason, doesn't look good for him to be back. He's not recovered from this abdominal strain, and they talked about being a prior injury in there that maybe was never healed right, and he might have to have surgery. Brian Goodwin has kind of hit a wall in rehab from his groin strain, still an outside shot that he could be ready, but also he will have been out a long time, you know, over a month when you get to postseason. You know, similar to Bryce, but maybe even a little bit longer. And you would have liked Drew to be that left-handed bat if Stephen Drew isn't that left-handed bat to go with Adam Lind off the bench. Howie Kendrick was a major improvement to be on the bench on the right side of the plate. But if Bryce Harper isn't playing, then he could be in the starting lineup. So how your bench is, you know, the injuries affect how the bench is made up and how you'd ideally like it to be. But then if you look at, you know, somebody like Wilmer Defoe, who last year was on the postseason roster with very little big league experience, certainly not postseason experience now, but a ton more big league experience and competence that he's going to have based on the way he's played this year.
Charlie, what's the way to handle this down the stretch? I can't remember a team clinching this early. Obviously, health is the most important thing. Everybody kind of knows that. But I'm looking at Steven Strasburg. I wish he could start tomorrow in the postseason the way he's throwing the ball. He's been electric. You want Max Scherzer to get going. Gio Gonzalez doesn't need more work, but you want to keep him sharp. But at the same time, you don't want to wear him out. What's the balance in there?
I think for the pitchers, hope that nobody takes a perfect game or a no-hitter. That's the fifth inning. Because that puts you in a situation like 2014 with Jordan Zimmermann, or you plan to pitch five innings and has to pitch the whole game. You know, that kind of thing you'd hopefully want to stay not have to deal with. So that you could say, okay, you know, if I want to shut a guy off after 80 pitches or 90 pitches or even the last start 75 pitches so that they're fresh for the postseason, you have the luxury to do that. You have enough relievers to get through these games. You know, and it's interesting because there is still something to play for. The Dodgers lost again last night, amazingly. And so you're 3.5 games behind them now for that number one spot where you could have home field advantage. And if you get to that second round of the postseason, you don't have to go to the West Coast twice if you're playing somebody in the division series or league championship series. That's out of the West Coast. And I think, you know, Dusty thinks about that. If you pass the Dodgers and end up playing them in the league championship series, you only go to LA once. And he thinks that kind of travel is a big factor in the postseason. I don't know how much the players think about it. I don't think they're going to play anyone into the ground to try and beat out the Dodgers because, you know, you're already in. And, you know, so I think that's the balance that Dusty has to make here.
Three games against the Braves. Series kicks off tonight. You can listen just after 7, 106.7, The Fan. Charlie and Dave on the call. And then three against the Dodgers. You mentioned L.A. coming to Washington, the 3.5 game cushion over the Nats for the top spot in the NL. What a massive September series. We kind of thought there was going to be nothing at stake and it would be a boring last few weeks.
Not this time.
This is a pretty big deal now.
It is. I mean, for a while we thought both teams could be in line maybe to clinch in that series against each other in Washington. I don't think anyone foresaw the Nationals just blowing it out here in the last 10 days. With the Marlins playing the way that they did so that they were able to, you know, win six games and knock 12 numbers off the magic number, which really put it so close to clinching. And then seeing the Marlins lose 3 of 4 to the Braves. So you got to this point where now the Nationals have clinched their division title. The Dodgers are reeling. Guys that have hit well aren't hitting. Seager's been hurt. Alex Wood, who got off to that tremendous start, hasn't been the same since he's come back from an injury. Kershaw's coming off a bad game. They just lost to the Giants last night. I don't know what they're going to be like by the end of the week, but I mean, years from now, we'll look back at the Dodgers season, probably say, well, they won 95 games or even close to 100 games. And unless you analyze the season, you won't see anything as amazing as what they've done from June through August, lose like 10 games and then do what they've done in September is unprecedented. And at the same time, seeing Cleveland win 19 in a row and Arizona win 13 in a row, it's like maybe it has something to do with Hurricane Irma or something crazy like that, the way these things have gone here for these teams in the last month or so.
Charlie, thank you. As always, have a great call tonight to the division champion Washington Nationals. I will never get tired of saying that. Thank you, my friend.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
We'll see you, buddy.
Always sounds good. Charlie Slows on Grant and Danny. For more on the Nats, the DC Quick Pitch available for you at play.it and on iTunes, our weekly Nats podcast from G&D. Let's do this next. 1 o'clock hour kicking off, last hour of the show. Things we look like we're right about with the NFL season 1 week old. Things we look like we're wrong about. We'll go through some of the games next on The Fan.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.